The time is 1 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, police and custom officials in Boku impound bags of fertilizer being smuggled to Togo. Cocobot adopts text messaging to provide farmers with essential information. Ghana and France sign 40 million euro loan agreement for urban management pilot program. Opposition parties in Gabon pull out of electoral race after government's refusal to introduce biometric voter registration. UK to support drought victims in Horn of Africa with £52 million in emergency aid. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to begin second phase of cancer treatment in Cuba. And Japan to shut down another nuclear power station. First, the summary by Jennifer Adulabi.
A heavy-duty truck carrying 695 bags of subsidized fertilizers has been intercepted by the police and customs officials at Misiga in the Upper East region. The senior collector at the Misiga checkpoint, Theophilos Ahunu Okain, who confirmed the incident, said the seized fertilizers, which were being smuggled to Togo, cost about 20,850 Ghana cedis. The Ghana Cocoa Board has adopted a text messaging program to provide farmers with essential information under the Cocoa Link program. The program initiated by the World Cocoa Foundation and the Hershey Company is expected to reach 100,000 Ghanaians in cocoa communities by 2014. Ghana and France have signed a 40 million euro loan agreement for urban management pilot program. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, says the money will be used to fund the Tamale, Kumasi, Tekendi Takrabi, and Ho urban management programs. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is to begin his second phase of cancer treatment in Cuba, which includes chemotherapy. Reports indicate that the president has directed the National Assembly to authorize his trip as constitution requires. And Japan's Ohi nuclear station is to be shut down later today as a result of power fluctuations following the earthquake and tsunami in March this year. There have been increasing concerns by the public lately. However, operators working at the plant say the chemical used to slow down nuclear fission in emergencies has dropped.
Radio Ghana News, your authoritative, informative and trusted source of up-to-date news. We report the facts are not fiction. The truth are not hearsay. We demonstrate professionalism and not sensationalism. Radio Ghana, the only station that networks the whole nation. You can also listen to us live on the internet at tdcghana.com. Radio Ghana, we are the best and equal to none.
The news in detail. Police and custom officials have impounded a Nigerian heavy-duty truck carrying 695 bags of subsidized government fertilizers at Misiga, a suburb in the Boku municipality of the Upper East region. The vehicle with registration number XD148LSD was intercepted last Thursday after the driver of the vehicle failed to produce valid documentation covering the suspected goods. A senior collector at the Misiga checkpoint, Theophilos Ahunu Okain, who confirmed the incident to Radio Ghana, estimated the cost of the seized fertilizers at 20,850 Ghana cedis and said his outfit is yet to determine the owner of the vehicle whilst investigations are ongoing. Here is a report by correspondent Isaac Asare.
Mr. Okain said the vehicle was en route from Bogotanga heading towards neighboring Togo when it was intercepted. The seizure of the items, he indicated, is based on suspicion that the vehicle was carrying contraband goods. This was after the driver failed to produce the required documentation covering the fertilizer. He said the driver sensing danger feigned stopping but sped off and was subsequently given a chase by custom officials and the military patrol team to Pusiga, where he was arrested. The truck is currently impounded at the checkpoint and will be forwarded to the Bogatanga Divisional Headquarters for further investigations. Mr. Okine expressed his outfit's preparedness to apprehend any individual involved in the sale of smuggled fertilizers and called on the public to volunteer information leading to the arrest of perpetrators who he described as saboteurs. The Bokri Municipal Chief Executive Musa Abdullahi, who led the team of DDR personnel to the site, commended the security agencies for their sense of patriotism and encouraged them to exhibit more of such professionalism for others to emulate. He mentioned the number of seized fertilizers so far as 1,050 bags. He cited a similar incident at Garut Timpani district a couple of weeks ago, where a Kia truck loaded with 170 bags of fertilizer was also intercepted upon a tip-off. The phenomenon, he noted, is becoming rampant and called on the security agencies to intensify their efforts to help clamp down on such miscreants. Mr. Abdullahi said the Municipal Security Council will now get directly involved in the sale of fertilizers to farm and has also placed a temporary ban on the loading and movement of vehicles carrying fertilizers at night. He called on government to formally open up the illegal route to Togo so that the smuggling of goods and services could be checked with ease.
That was Isaac Asari's report. Though government is making efforts to subsidize farm inputs, access to fertilizer remains a challenge. To alleviate the plight of farmers, Rural Aid Action Program, RAP, an NGO, is facilitating the supply of fertilizer to farmers in the Jirapa district under its Farm Input Project. We bring you a news desk report.
RAP, in partnership with 18th April Agrochemical Company, has distributed 1,000 bags of sulfate and NPK fertilizers to farmers in remote communities. At a short ceremony to distribute the fertilizers, the grant manager of RAP, Salia Ishak, said, though the farmers are paying for the inputs, they are happy because they are getting them at the time they need them most. Mr. Ishak said, the NGO is expecting 1,500 more bags of sulfate and NPK for further distribution. He said, RAP is committed to serving the deprived and the hard-to-reach communities in its quest to reduce poverty among the people. Mr. Ishak added that the facilitation of access to fertilizers to the farmers has saved them a lot of time and energy. Some of the farmers who received the fertilizers expressed gratitude to RAP for working to improve on their living standards.
That was a news desk report. Ghana and France have signed a loan agreement of 40 million euros and a grant of 500,000 euros at the Castle d'Ossou. The amount is for the financing of the Ghana Urban Management Pilot Program. Kumasi, Tamale, Sekondi Takrade and Ho are the four beneficiary cities. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, signed for Ghana, while the French Minister for Cooperation, Henri de Rincourt, initialed for his country. President John Evans Atamos and the visiting French Prime Minister to Ghana, François Fillon, witnessed the signing ceremony. President Moss said the ceremony is the beginning of a new chapter in Ghana-France relations.
This is the beginning of a new phase of cooperation between our two countries. And we are particularly happy that we've been accompanied by a large group of French businessmen and businesswomen. I want to assure them that there are so many opportunities which are open in our dear nation, and we would encourage them to make the necessary contact with Ghanaian businessmen and businesswomen. As governments, our obligation is to ensure that we provide an enabling atmosphere so that your businesses can flourish and you will naturally be able to derive a good return on your investment. Ghana offers you many opportunities. Many more doors will be opened, and I have no doubt that you take advantage of these things which we are offering.
present Mills. The French Prime Minister, François Fillon, said France has modified her international relations. He spoke through an interpreter.
I believe these three agreements that we have signed stand out as emblems, not only of the new chapter that we're opening in our cooperation, but also of the new French policy throughout West Africa.
Et enfin, la France a choisi de ne plus être dans un strict tête-à-tête en Afrique avec les pays francophones, mais d'ouvrir à l'ensemble des pays africains, et notamment aux plus dynamiques d'entre eux, ses bras pour une relation confiante.
France has chosen to engage in dialogue not only with French-speaking African nations, but to be a lot more open, in particular to encourage dialogue with the most dynamic of African nations.
C'est dans cet esprit que je me réjouis de l'entretien que nous venons d'avoir.
I can therefore only say how delighted I am of the interview that we have just had.
Je suis certain qu'il sera la première pierre d'une relation économique très intense entre la France et le Ghana.
I'm quite sure that this will only be the foundations of new and robust economic relations between France and Ghana.
Nous avons identifié ensemble beaucoup de sujets qui peuvent être des sujets de coopération pour nos deux pays.
Together we have identified a number of fields in which our two countries can increase cooperation.
Visiting French Prime Minister François Fillon, speaking through an interpreter. The Ghana Cocoa Board says its Cocoa Link program is now providing text messages to local farmers with access to cell phones. Cocoa Link, a unique farmer outreach program with the World Cocoa Foundation and the Hershey Company, is expected to reach 100,000 Ghanaians in cocoa communities with essential information about their crop by 2014. We bring you a news desk report.
Cocoa Link program, which was introduced in March this year, is an innovative technology initiative that provides cocoa farmers with critical agricultural and social information to enable farmers to specific cocoa grain questions and share the knowledge with other farmers. In a statement, Cocoa Board said Cocoa Link uses voice and SMS text messages delivered in local languages and English to connect cocoa farmers with useful information about improving farming practices, child labor, crop disease prevention, and post-harvest management, among others, at no cost. Farmers will also be able to share information and receive answers to specific questions relating to their cocoa farming livelihoods with experts at the Cocoa Research Institute of Ghana. The statement said Cocoa Link has the potential to be one of the nation's most innovative and cost-effective agriculture extension tools. Since March this year, some 1,500 farmers in 15 Western Region communities have already signed up to participate. The statement noted that Cocoa Link is on track to reach 8,000 Ghanaian cocoa farmers and family members by 2012 and more than 100,000 by the end of 2014.
Of the news desk report. On the legal front, disagreements within the Ghana Bar Association GBA has intensified as some members plan to break away and form a splinter group. Speaking on Behind the News, a member of the GBA, lawyer Chris Akume, said even though he believes in the alleged corruption made against some members of the judiciary, the formation of another association aside the GBA is not the way out. He insisted that he is committed to the cause of eradicating corruption in the judiciary. He spoke to Kingsley Obentre.
Personally, I don't have any beef against the intention to form another bar, but I would not opt for moving out or disassociating myself out of the Ghana Bar Association. I will stay in it and ensure that there is an improvement in the bar to bring to the level of expectancy of the society to serve the needs and expectations of the society to which we generally belong to.
Chris, you are in the eye of the storm, including a threat to even be prosecuted for saying openly that perhaps you attempted to or even gave a bribe to a judge. In this case, how do you think it should be resolved? Because you want to fight your fight from within.
Any citizen is of the view that any person has committed a criminal act or is about to commit a criminal act can make a report to the police for that person to be arrested, interrogated, and prosecuted. That is a choice, constitutional right for every individual in this country. That is the most reason why even individuals have got the power of arrest to arrest anybody who's committing an offense or about to commit an offense. So if the leadership of the Ghana Bar Association thinks that I have committed an offense, they feel that that will ensure the rule of law and bring some kind of sanity to society. They are free to make a report to the police, but it does not lie in their mouth to say that they will prosecute, because prosecution for criminal offenses does not lie with individuals. It is a right of the state, and it is state officials who have the capacity to prosecute on behalf of the state who do so. So for now, they can make up their mind to make a report to the police to investigate. And it is only when the police take statements, the suspects, and after analyzing the evidence, they realize that the prosecution can found on the statement, then they'll go ahead. If they don't find it, then that's the end of it.
So with unfolding events presently, will you repeat your earlier assertion of corruption in the judiciary and the legal profession in general?
I will tell you, any time, any day, I'll stand by what I've said. Because, you see, when there's a challenge thrown to the public as to the existence of a criminal act, and I, as a citizen who is aware that such an act exists, can give evidence to that effect so that there should be an amelioration to bring some kind of sanity in society, to move society forward. Nothing stops me from doing my that right which the society expects me to. No amount of stampeding, no amount of threat will stop me from the onward march to contributing to the eradication of corruption, not only within the judiciary, at the society level at large.
A member of the Ghana Bar Association, Chris Akume, talking to Kingsley Obenchere. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: police and custom officials in Boku impound bags of fertilizer being smuggled to Togo. Cocobot adopts text messaging to provide farmers with essential information. Ghana and France signed 40 million euro loan agreement for urban management pilot program. Opposition parties in Gabon pull out of electoral race over government's refusal to introduce biometric voter registration. UK to support drought victims in Horn of Africa with £52 million in emergency aid. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to begin second phase of cancer treatment in Cuba. And Japan to shut down another nuclear power station. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, your authoritative, informative and trusted source of up-to-date news. We report the facts are not fiction. The truth are not hearsay. We demonstrate professionalism and not sensationalism. Radio Ghana, the only station that networks the whole nation. You can also listen to us live on the internet at tbcghana.com. Radio Ghana, we are the best and equal to none.
Welcome back. About 63 final year students of the Bolgatanga Nurses Training College have undergone 9 weeks of training in human rights. The course was designed to equip them with better understanding of human rights, principles, values and norms with respect to the health profession. This is to enhance service delivery and reduce human rights abuses at health facilities. The training was organized by the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SHRAJ, in Bolgatanga. Ibrahim Dimier and Godfred Tanam have filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The nursing profession is relevant for the realization and enjoyment of human rights, particularly the right to health. It is against this background that SHRAJ decided to educate health students who will soon be at posts at various health centers across the country towards deepening their knowledge and understanding of fundamental human rights and freedom of patients. The deputy director in charge of public education and research at SHRAJ, Samuel Busumpin, indicated that everyone should be conversant with the various dimensions of human rights in order to be able to defend not only their rights, but the rights of others. Mr. Busumpin said, the enjoyment of the right to health, which is fundamental and on which the right to life largely depends, will be meaningless unless there is mutual understanding between patients and healthcare providers. He noted that human rights issues should be the concern of all and not only human rights activists. The
principal of the Bogatanga Nurses Training College, Mohammed Mumin, advised the students to apply the knowledge they have acquired in the various health institutions they will find themselves to the benefit of patients and the public at large. He called on governments and other stakeholders to put in place policies and action plans which will make healthcare available and accessible to all citizens.
Now the report by Abraham Dimi and Godfred Tanam. Authorities of the University of Ghana have dismissed a student and suspended six others for 2 years. These students are alleged to have molested Amina Haruna, the lady accused of stealing a laptop on the university campus. The president of the National Union of Ghana Students, NUGS, Hamza Suhini, however, says the decision by the authorities of the school is an affront to fundamental human rights and the rule of law. He spoke to Kingsley Obentre.
We are aware that when this particular issue broke out, the first step that was taken by those who matter as far as the university sector is concerned was quickly to refer this particular issue to the university police station, upon which those individuals who were identified or purported to have committed a particular crime were quickly sent to the police station and they were arraigned before court, I think the following month or so. So one would have expected that the court processes should have been allowed to go through, upon which the university would now step on to carry out any punishment that if indeed there was a need for any punishment, but to have gone this way is just unfortunate, to say the least.
Have you had any representation from the students concerned?
Not at all, and that is our worry as well. You know, when matters of this nature at least arises, it is important for us to have that student perspective to the whole investigation process. And if that is missing in the process of investigation, then be rest assured that at the end of the day, the students would not be duly represented. In any case, if these students are still before the courts of Ghana, court we all have confidence in, a process we enacted by the 1992 Constitution to ensure that at the end of the day, it is pivotal in the dispensation of justice in our country. And these students of the University of Ghana are before these spread processes that we are supposed to have confidence in as a nation. Then what is the haste in the universities at least trying to mete out punishment to these kind of students who are currently before the court? So these are our concerns. And for those of us at the National Union of Ghana Students, I sincerely feel that this is an affront to the rule of law as far as our country is concerned. And most importantly, it is just an affront to the fundamental human rights of the students concerned.
President of NUGS, Hamza Suhini. Reacting to the issue, the acting director of public affairs of the University of Ghana, Stella Amoa, said though the case is before the court, the authorities acted based on the rules and regulations of the school.
We have various committees for the various categories of people at the university, and there is a disciplinary committee for junior members of the University of Ghana. So this committee was tasked to investigate the allegations, and they've submitted their report, and some students have been found that they played various roles in the sexual assault and molestation. And six students have been suspended for 4 semesters, starting from the 2011-2012 academic year, and one student has been dismissed from the universities.
What really informed the decision?
Well, you know the case of this lady who was sexually assaulted on April 30th. After that, a committee was set up to find out what happened, after which there was the report went to a disciplinary committee, and the disciplinary committee submitted its report to the vice chancellor. And these persons have been found to have played roles. So definitely, they have been found culpable. And that is what the university is applying to the new sanction.
The students are saying that they do agree that there's been a breach, but that same case is also in court. So this might be prejudicial. Is that a case?
I do not think so. I think we ought to make this very clear that the University of Ghana has its own rules and regulations for junior members. What is before the court is a criminal case, and the laws of the land will apply to in respect of a criminal case. What the university is doing is administrative. That is, I think the university is within its rights to apply whatever sanctions administratively. What is before the courts, the university has no business in that.
Acting Director of Public Affairs of the University of Ghana, Stella Amoa, talking to Kingsley Obentre. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, the authoritative, informative and trusted source of up-to-date news. We report the facts are not fiction. The truth are not hearsay. We demonstrate professionalism and not sensationalism. Radio Ghana, the only station that networks the whole nation. You can also listen to us live on the internet at gbcghana.com. Radio Ghana, we are the best and equal to none.
The rest of the news. Gabon's opposition has pulled out of the Electoral Commission over the ruling party's refusal to introduce biometric voter registration. Reports say parliamentary elections in the West African state are due before the end of the year. However, 13 parties have signed a joint statement announcing their decision to suspend the participation of all opposition members in the National Electoral Commission. The group says it wants the upcoming legislative elections to be organized in a transparent manner by introducing biometric voter registration. Following April talks between President Ali Bongo Ondimba and civil society groups, the government asked the Constitutional Court for permission to postpone the elections until next year, but the court refused. The government has therefore announced it would have to comply with the law and hold the elections on time. Millions of drought victims in the Horn of Africa are to benefit from the UK's emergency aid of €52 million. International Development Secretary Andrew Mitchell, who is visiting Kenya, says the money will be used in Somalia as well as in Ethiopia. He urged the international community to do more as the situation gets worse by the day. The World Food Programme estimates that 10 million people are affected by the drought. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is to return to Cuba to resume cancer treatment, which includes chemotherapy. Reports indicate the president has directed the National Assembly to authorize his trip as the Constitution requires. During his previous absence, politicians in opposition questioned his ability to lead Venezuela from abroad. Since his return home, the 56-year-old president has cut his workload on doctor's orders. Japan's Ohi nuclear power station is being shut down after it developed a technical fault. The closure is set to compound power difficulties in the wake of March's earthquake and tsunami. Reports say there has been growing public disquiet over the continuing crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, which was damaged by the disaster. Operators working at the plants said pressure in a tank containing boric acid, which is used to slow down nuclear fission in emergencies, dropped at Ohi's number one reactor. They said though the pressure levels have returned to normal, the reactor will be completely shut down this evening. The death toll from this week's bombings in India's financial capital has risen to 19 as Mumbai police continue to systematically sift through the evidence gathered from the site of the three blasts. A police official said teams of investigators have been to at least three different cities in the country to probe the existence of terrorist outfits that may have links to last Wednesday's bombing. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombings, and investigators have not named any suspects. To end the news, the main points again. A heavy-duty truck carrying 695 bags of subsidized fertilizers has been intercepted by the police and customs officials at Misiga in the Upper East region. The seized fertilizers, which were being smuggled to Togo, cost about 20,850 Ghana cedis. The Ghana Cocoa Board is using text messaging to provide farmers with essential information under the Cocoa Link program. The program, initiated by the World Cocoa Foundation and the Hershey Company, is expected to reach 100,000 Ghanaians in cocoa communities by 2014. Ghana and France have signed a €40 million loan agreement for the Urban Management Pilot Program. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufo, says the money will be used to fund the Tamale, Kumasi, Sekendi Takrade and Ho Urban Management Programs. And Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is to begin his second phase of cancer treatment in Cuba, which includes chemotherapy.